What's your name?
Peter John.
And where are you from, Peter?
Well, I was born in Rampart on the Yukon River, 1900. And my father and mother went over to visit their uncle. That's when I was born over there. So we come back right here. My family's come back right here, and I've been here ever since.
Here in Minto?
Yeah.
And how old are you now?
I don't want to be just like Jack Benny and say I'm 30. So I guess 74, 72 years old. And I went to school in St. Mark's Mission, Ninana. For 3 years. So it's not, it wasn't school, it was just work. You never have a chance to go to school. So that's how I never did learn in the school.
Where did you go from Rampart?
Right here.
Right directly.
Tell me how you got educated.
Huh?
Tell me how you were educated.
Well, it's a long story. It's pretty hard to explain just exactly how it happened. When I first got out of St. Mark's Mission, I couldn't even write my name. And the things that I tried to do was to buy some magazines, and I bought some dictionaries, and that's how I started to learn, by the letters and the words. I started to do mathematics and writing all at the same time. So every time I got a chance, well, I try to read as much as I can. But today, right now, I think I read more than anybody in the village. In fact, I read about a book a day.
How long have you been chief?
Off and on since 1936, I think, so 1940, yeah. I've been on the board of directors, and the council, and the secretary. And then I got to be chief, and then never got off yet.
What are some of the things you've done for Minto as chief?
You like to put me on the spot, huh? I can't say very much about that because it's... I can't say what I've done for the village. Maybe I might be wrong. Maybe I didn't do hardly anything.
What has happened during the time that you've been chief of Minto?
Huh?
What has happened to the village since you've been chief?
Well, we moved here. We moved here about 3 years ago. And this is not the... easy problem, moving the village like this. And it took all my time and effort to try to make people understand what we have to do to move right here. I don't force the people to move right here because it looks bad on me if I try to force people to do it. The people took a vote on it, and the majority win, and that's the way we follow. Not just for one person.
Have you done any work on land claims?
I done quite a bit, I think. I just think. I wouldn't say I really done something, but since 1965, when I first, 1964 in the fall, when I went to down there at the village, I met some people down there. They told me that, why don't you try to do something about the land claim? And so from there I started. I said, I've got no way to start. So he told me, okay, you're going to go to Fairbanks. This is from the American opinion or Congress or something like that from New York that we went through that time down in the village. That's when I went to Fairbanks. I meet with Bartlett, Greening, and Rivers, and Governor Egan in Fairbanks, 1965. And I went to Juneau on the 19th of December for the same purpose. It's been pretty hard struggle. I think the land claim, the way it was written and passed the Congress and the House, it might be do people good in some villages, but some villages is going to be pretty hard. And now, like this right now, right here in Minto, it don't suit us very well, because there's a lot of things that we don't like in it.
What are some of the problems that you see with the bill as far as Minto?
Hmm?
What are some of the problems that you see with the bill as far as Minto is concerned?
Well, the land we try to get is too small for the purpose we want it for. And I think that in order for us to try to protect this ground, not only for the native people, for the but for the whites and all, and we try to protect this game right here in this flat right here, because it's so close to Fairbanks. And every year is more and more people. And about another 30 or 40 years from now, there'll be more people right here. And you can't control it. Try to get the State Department to try to put in more game wardens so they can protect the area, but then you couldn't do nothing with it. And I think if the native people look after that problem, I think it'll help quite a bit for the future, not only for the Indians, but for the white both.
Have you been in the Minto Flats area all your life?
All my life.
Have you seen any major changes in the game and in what's been happening to Minto Flats?
Shut it up, boy. You asked about if I see any change in the Minto Flat area. Well, I say, like I said, I was 72 years old, and I see a lot of change in the past. 1928, 1929, when the mining in Fairbanks area, Chattanooga, Goulstream, Livingood, when all the mining was done down through that year, the Minto Flat, before that, the Minto Flat was pretty good place to make a living. The fur was plentiful. It was can make money pretty good. Me for myself, I used to make about $3,000 with trapping alone, I wonder. And all that disappeared. We used to go out and get muskrat. People used to get 100 rats a night. Now the mining destroyed the Minto Flat area. It's no good for any kind of a game except waterfowl. And during that 1929, when that flood, sand, the mining, they killed thousands and thousands of fish in the Minto Flat area. That's the reason why we try to get this whole Minto Flat under the native people to protect it so that it wouldn't happen again. And I'm for one that what we get right now is nothing according to what we had before. And down through the years, since I started to know that the Minto Flat area, not only for the people right here in Minto, but a lot of the villages throughout the state of Alaska come through here to make a living right here in Minto. So I think that this is a major concern for the people right here to try to protect what they got right here. Otherwise, as it is right now, people have to make a living by working for wages. What kind of a wages they want to earn? Firefighting, that's all. Because there's nobody that's educated enough to try to get a good job from here.
Why was the village of Old Minto moved to here?
There's a lot of things happened. The Minto village was down over here at the big Minto Lake. Okay? Steamboat was running up and down the Tanana River, so the people moved down on the Tanana River. 1917, they put a village in there. It was good for a while, but then every year, water go over the bank, flooded every year. And the house was not adequate, and the water was contaminated, snow was contaminated, so there was hardly any use to stay down there. The kids was getting sick often, go to hospital, so that's the reason why people moved right there. If it were, I don't know how good this place will be, but then it's a high ground, and I think that everybody understands that nowadays things change, and everything you touch right now is contaminated or it's not fit to use. So I don't know if this is any good or not. A couple of years ago, the doctor said, don't eat meat. Okay, bear you can eat bear meat too. Well, what's going to happen? Remember, you got to buy steaks and stuff. We haven't got the money to pay for those things. So I think that by moving over here, I think it's going to help the people quite a bit in health problem. There's one thing that I like to say about this religious. I think all the stories that's connected with the native people, old time stories, is almost the same as the Bible has been written, and the things that happen, if you just look at it close enough and try to understand it, I think it's connected with the Bible. And I think that one of the greatest things that I ever seen change in religious was this spring, when all the teenagers got together and had a prayer meeting among themselves and helped quite a few of the young people right here. People really didn't understand just exactly what would happen, what people talk about. But I think I was awfully surprised to see the young people try to go forward in that direction to try to behave themselves as much as they can. I think that it was quite a change this summer with that prayer meeting the young people had. A lot of people think that it's a foolish to think about these things, but I think the young people, when young people started to do these things, I think it helped them. Because I was surprised to know that the teenagers right here in Minto was taking dopes and everything, drinking and everything. And they come out and tell it right in front of the people and say what they'd done and confess to the people that what's going on. And by golly, they were sorry they'd done it, and they said it right to their families that they sorry they done it. And I was surprised, and I think it helped the young people quite a bit here in Minto. And I hope that they sure keep it up and try to go forward in that direction.
Mm-hmm. You were saying that some of the old time stories were very much like the Bible stories. Could you tell us some of those old stories?
Well, I'll tell you one. Like, you want it in my language, or, huh? There was one man. there was a Khatana Bat Hulanan Hoistan Tehnena Nilzrach Susu Kala Tani Atlarin Hanadan El Tset Kudat Nisa Huchitratana Huichsen, der ist der Tempel. Oder Nagedal, Natastia. Nagedal ist so, dass er nicht Natschach ist. Und da Huchse die Dienen, Judy. Also, sobald hier Nagedal. Ich gehe Huchse, ich gebe Natschach, der ich auch zu Tarja. Ich gehe nicht, ich gehe nicht, I'm going to go to the teacher. Zugut bezu dezu zeit hat tan zugut bezu yenel yag kudai ko nda tsutugula kunakh ta tletula igut tsel khuda tan ta nakh ta tlet da chubas ne de bat ne taokh de tsul rita kudai chat beinat biyel tanan khaltigosh tsakh nena Den hat er zu, Sitter. Stagas Nadilla, bezuil. Und Jadugo, der Lara gut, Gastanerla. Bezut als er dielt das, ne? Hat sie gut. Da gab's Nadler. Auch holte ich gut. Schaukutte als, Jusse als, Glicke als, Zitzekeke als, Jenko Gossiet. Neuel ja. Ein Bezug ist der. Und da ein Lack ist nicht. Show it over. So, I go not to the house. Nantes sagant ochtil qall. Azgo tene ya, azgo tsheltkun tatagel. Gut. Gunach natlik. Bitsuilla azgildi yin khurdan. Dansan niltasna. Nochtil kon. Azgo galti Natatai. Mon inagati, Ganalta. Straganal Hanistat. That's a good Galtina to Dieter is a good Bakayan Altai. Utsilke. Хоцгоо куда те куда хуяг хаалцгоо адлаагүй ихэд гол ээ голтой л онтохлайд гуд цаатан гуйлцэн ээ яг гохнал яа нүдөө яа нагтаар зүгө цөөг ялхал ихэд цаатан гэлэг гуйж бие гуй юхса хаадт лагс тухул Yet, so could I get gosh light? Doctor Stars and Dega, who's it to night? I got so tarna. The betray gain any ayes, so it shot us a good goch, lani good, you get certain you go hard on. At I got hutsan kudat strana tartai. So that's a dendaik a hungatlan is. That's a dendail, that's a dendail. Bitsich a loch and rainsan. That's a good hookai down good, you hutsataria. Bitsich could I job bitsich. Хунгаар сандэйга дансаггүй яталхай гэлээ дансач юу бизэг ч үн даах эйг тууцэлдэг эйг уна илья нэгэт лулсаа галайгэд гудад нон эн окатияй бисүйл Ajgod dani na ukataya. Mani na guniya ilchukura babate nektalna. Guru guniya. That's a Then I saw not talk to us. Not talk to night, no Baba at the Octella. Done in us. As a good at Bonina, the old Titi, he is a good Yatan hair, not often. That's a hard like it, Bonina started that. You could turn your rascals, it's an air, really. Get your shenai high. Okay.
What was the story about?
Huh?
What was the story about?
About a man found a baby under the tree. Okay.
Do you have any other stories you could tell us? Do you have any other stories that you could tell us?
No, this is shut it off. Now, Khulana. Nespo at the Dana Bish, the Nina Hitana, the Chahitro, Bazigo. Tranti Arden, Gastin at the Dana, Bazig, Castitessa. For the Hotanakotos, the Gudanish Cousin. So, тухтрал кагэ чгачна кула бити гачна э гурат нагыл гатлгуд таат тана тухтрал тахш тэнэгэж эхэл та утгас нэг хэлэн тат ана тат тан чгачна яд гэнэх нэ тан хажууд юу нэ ноч нале чэ тухтсаад ах тухтсал та ялчууж цагаал гэж яаж шүтэх чэ тухтсал ах нэ нэ хажууд чгачна ута нэг тэнэг гоо ялчуу Should be your next good took at the young good Belay Richard. Ade is a hey, I put you be you the son, you need innocently. And to tell us, Rana, no new hotani. Baba got in that Baba Lane. Тэгэл талчил. Тэнэ алхгүй жаг яхрида. Итэ тростай нэдэт тэта. Илэн. Атгүй ике бэлтэнат тайцгүй балнайтэд бай. Атгүй наачх тэтэл ийгөө хух дил гайтэг хэн лани ялт атэгэл тэгвэ. Яа тэхгүй инэ хочлт. Атгүй юбана тэлгүй. Атгүй бахаага хэлдэг ухтэл каст гайгүй биегүй юхтэ. Ланигүй дотон сэтэн. Куда ты куда бы их тачадык? Би их тачадык тэгүт. Куда на ты тачдах гэдэй? Ага. Куда на тастасын? Lani it lot of written, Jody can put an arita. Shall it? But good, could I not trust that, listen? Listen. Yadiga Tahor and Sassina need a kitchen. The oddity you did go, yes, not her, dear. Атан наа хатос кудайл цбагуне найдя цбачо цбат хатал дэл аг жо цбанин ланил жоне гот не натхитай жо те не нохтэдэкц кудат куданна надэстэ тантэлэг So bad, that the church is not a religious. It's a local egoxidan that's born in a tree that lane. As you could not have there. Could have sent a hoe, it's good at Gaskun in a hit, as you could question. You know how to do good at geodi, string a yuti. As you could yawn in a night, it's an argotale, should take it. Цба хагад гой юхта чит анаш хаш нэл гой хаш гой юхта мхагад наач хнаш тэс тэтин юуне найти дэт ан ике нох тал юуне на тас тасда куда Nel sa khnaq da zet khukurat chugu yisnaq da lishu. Iki khuzu da utgani tsen. Niki ne na I khuzu naq da lishu. Gata chuk da liya. Ich gehe zu weiter der Tschütsch. Okay, that's the end.
What's that story about?
About the Christmas tree. First Christmas tree the Indians had.
And who told you that story?
I was told by the Mule people. My grandmother, my grandfather, it was told to them. These stories was not it was told year after year, down through the years. I guess you have to go back about 1,000 years to find out really what the... But that's the first Christmas tree the native people had.
And who told you the story about the boy being found under the tree?
My grandmother, same.
What was your grandma's name?
Ditsy.
And where was she from?
Right here. She was from in Minto. Ditsy. No English name.
What time of these of year were these stories usually told?
Well, between Thanksgiving and the shortest day, the reason why is they tell a story at that time is quite conjit. They say every time they get through telling the story, that means half of the winter is over.